بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The following is the text of the speech delivered on June the 28th, 2022, by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the head of the judiciary branch and a number of the top officials and employees of the judiciary. First of all, in those days, the imposed war had created the worst, most difficult situation. The people stood firmly, imams stood firmly, like Mount Damavand, and the caring officials and the revolutionary youth stood firmly. They turned the situation around 180 degrees. They changed continuous defeat in the war into continuous victory. They cleared the Munafiqeen from the streets. They helped the army and the IRGC to become more organized every day. And they returned the country to a normal situation. There is a point to pay attention to in this. When these events took place, whether it was the martyrdom of Shahid Beheshti or in subsequent events, the enemies rejoiced. They were hopeful that the foundations of the revolutionary system were falling apart. But they were frustrated in this hope. They were frustrated that day, and this frustration and disappointment has been repeated for them many times during these four decades.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
At one time, the enemy hoped for something. It hoped for a weakness or for a shortcoming in the system of the Islamic Republic, but they were frustrated in this. This has happened many times. However, the problem of the enemy is that they cannot understand the secret behind their being frustrated. They cannot understand why this happens. What is the reason that the Islamic Republic can get up again from beneath all these pressures, stand firmly and continue on its way? They do not understand this. They have not been able to understand that in this world, apart from political calculations and contingencies, there are other calculations and contingencies too. These are the divine traditions, which I will now describe in brief for you. These traditions are laws or rules. The Almighty God has put rules in the material world. He has rules and laws in the human world. The Holy Quran says, "And the sun runs on a term appointed for it." That is the ordinance of the Mighty, the Knowing. And as for the moon, we have ordained for it stages. The Holy Quran, Surah 36, verses 38 and 39. These are all laws. Neither is it allowed to the sun that it should overtake the moon. The Holy Quran, Surah 36, verse 40. These are current laws, and they are in front of our eyes.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.